Now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
A perfectly good brain wasted.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Thank you to my caller, Annette, who called in to answer today's poll on the air. Remember, take the poll on my website, brainstormingonline.com. The question is very simple. It's a yes or no question. Do you plan to make a New Year's resolution for 2012, yes or no? Answer it on my website, and I will announce the answers on the air tomorrow. Now, every show has a theme, and today's theme is challenging stereotypes. Each of my guests is discussing her topic and explaining how it makes us question our stereotypes. My next guest is a human potential trainer with a highly developed capacity to inspire and inform. She delivers an unusual New Year's message for 2012. Don't bother making resolutions. We'll explore the top 10 New Year's resolutions people make during this time of the year and explain why some of them are futile and others are just plain dumb. And if you want to join in the conversation or if you have a question, you can call us at 639-0008. Ann Balaban is an internationally recognized expert in human potential, an adult educator, a speaker, and a trainer. She has wonderful ability to inform and inspire people towards increased levels of self-esteem and peak performance in both their professional and personal lives. Ann is a psychology instructor in adult education, a career exploration specialist, and a motivational speaker. Her book, Common Sense is Uncommon, offers a collection of wisdom taken from her motivational lectures. They're designed to inspire to change in your life. Whether it's at work, at home, or at play, by redirecting your thoughts from one of negative anticipation to those of positive expectation. Joining us from Canada, hi, Ann, how are you today?
I am just fine. It's a pleasure to be on air.
Well, thank you so much for being my guest. I love to have thought leaders like yourself, particularly people who've got interesting and counterintuitive points of view. So this is the time of the year where we should all be thinking about 2012. We're all making New Year's resolutions. It's when people pledge, you know, they're going to quit smoking or they're going to go to the gym, they're going to eat healthier or some form of life-altering change for the better. Now, you have this counterintuitive approach, however. You believe, why bother? So why do you think some New Year's resolutions are futile and just out-and-out dumb?
Well, I think they're all dumb because you're setting yourself up for total failure. I think your last caller, Annette, had it right on. I mean, she hit the nail on the head when you say, okay, well, let's go on a diet, eat healthy. That's one of the biggest ones. Meanwhile, what do? We go to parties. We celebrate this wonderful New Year's and Christmas. What do? We drink, we smoke, and we don't diet. We're setting the environment up to make celebrations, and the idea is you can't do them. You can't really accomplish those things. The idea is you need plans, you need to do, to embrace the change later on, but this is the wrong environment and the wrong time to do them.
All right. Well, then let's turn that question on its head and ask the opposite. What does it take to turn a New Year's resolution into something that is attainable?
Well, by starting out by one little step, do something that is attainable. So, for example, you'll have to make concrete plans later on. But for right now, before you go out to a party, have a handful of peanuts, period. When you go to a party, park a little further so you can walk. There goes your exercise. And another biggie, which I really like, is getting out of bed. I think you have Boxing Day there too, don't you?
Well, not exactly, but it was a big shopping day. The third largest shopping day of the year was last year.
Well, I must tell you, we're joining you in all that process. But the idea is another big resolution is to watch your money. Go up, not down, and yet our shops are packed. The idea here is leave your purse in the car, in the trunk, when nobody sees it, because we do impulse shopping anyways. And go look. Go see what you want and have a budget when you're doing it. The common sense things that we don't do, that's the key. But right now isn't the time to do it. Now is to enjoy. And the one thing you can do now, instead of resolutions, in a sense, and a big one, is help others. Say thank you.
Now, that's a good one.
Open
I like
the door for someone.
All right. Now, saying thank you, I like that, because that's small, that's attainable, and that does fall under the general category of helping others, because a well-placed thank you can mean a lot to an individual. My guest is Ann Balaban. We're talking about her book, Common Sense is Uncommon, and we're talking about New Year's resolutions as well. So, Ann, let me just rifle off the 10 most common New Year's resolutions that you hear people making at this time of the year. Quit smoking, lose weight, get organized, exercise, spend more time with family and friends, quit drinking, enjoy life more, get out of debt, which you were just talking about, help others, or learn something new. So of all of those, they're all very, very worthwhile goals. They're all very worthwhile resolutions. And we know that by February the 1st, most people who make those resolutions have fallen off the wagon and aren't moving towards that resolution again. So let's just pick one in general. You talked about help others or volunteer. Let's start there. What are some simple things that you can do to make it more attainable to help others by volunteering or in some other way?
Easy. Go to your next door neighbor and ask if they need anything. As simple as that. Hold the door for a stranger. Another big one, if you have any drive-through.
Yeah.
Okay. Ask if you could pay for the person behind you. If it's not over $5, don't get me wrong. And just do it. Pay it forward. Don't look for anything for yourself. Just do it.
Just a random act of kindness. Pay for the next person in line.
Although I do have a story for you, a really quickie.
Sure.
I was in line, and I didn't have the patience. I was giving a speech, and the gentleman in front of me had a coffee, and this wasn't a drive-thru, just walking, and a sandwich. And I said to him, look, here's $2, here's your coffee, and on and on. He says, and excuse me, how about the sandwich?
So I guess there is no such thing as a free lunch, and if you do set that expectation, it can boomerang to hurt you as well. My guest is Ann Balaban. So Ann, all right, those are some great ideas. I like to say thank you. I like going to your neighbor and asking if there's something that you can do. In this day and age where we become so isolated in our own little home cocoons, just reaching out to your neighbor is a very positive thing. All right, let's talk about something that is equally worthwhile but perhaps a little bit more challenging, quitting smoking. What are some things there that are common sense that you can help us and guide us to make quitting smoking more attainable in 2012?
In 2012, actually, not during this holiday. In this holiday, the stress is, why do you smoke? Generally, people smoke because they're stressed out. So you're going to be even more stressed out. You know that spending more time with family, the dysfunctional family that everybody has? This isn't the time to make them better or stop smoking. The best thing you can do is January 2nd, you can join a group, a program, an accountable with a friend, all the things. But you need a plan. Motivational energy dispenses one day after you make it. You need the motivation and then make a plan in doing it because you'll break it.
All right, now let's talk about these plans, because people are always told, hey, make a plan, make a plan, make a plan. But in reality, it's a lot harder to do than just to say the words make a plan. So my question to you is, we know that the motivational energy drops, as you say, the day after you make the commitment. So how does a plan help you stay on track? How does it help you and reinforce that motivation over time?
Easy. Number one, get a partner in crime, so to speak. Get somebody else who wants to quit smoking, so you will be accountable to someone. Write it down and tell everybody what you're going to do, because then you'll be accountable to other people. And then get into a program that has worked in your community of people stopping to smoke.
All right, those are all very good suggestions. My guest is Ann Balaban, author of the book Common Sense is Uncommon. So, Ann, why is it that we choose January the 1st to make all of these great promises, to make all of these commitments? Why not July the 1st? Why not some other random point in the year?
Well, you know, it's New Year. It's New Year's. It's a clean slate. We could be the people we think we want to be. And it's easy when you say you want to be, and these are all wonderful things of perfect people. The problem is, we're not perfect. And
no.
We try to be, and in order, the idea is pick one or two things you want to better in your life. For example, get organized, declutter, and then simply make one small plan in doing that. Easy. Ready for this one?
Okay.
Get two garbage bags and 15 minutes tomorrow, let's say the next day, and simply go around your home, apartment, anywhere you live. Throw out the garbage for 15 minutes. You're on a time clock. And the other bag is for things that you're going to give away. Take the things that you're going to give away, put them in the front seat of your car, and the other one throw in the garbage. You've just decluttered.
All right.
That's called a plan.
Very simple, very straightforward, very common sense. All right, Ann, let's tackle another one because I like getting organized. That is something that I have a problem with. If you were to see my office, you would understand that clutter is part of my life. But let's take something that everybody talks about at this time of the year, and that is exercise. I'm going to go to the gym more. I'm going to exercise more. How would you go about making a common sense plan for exercise in the coming year?
Park further away from wherever you are if you're driving. That's it. Start walking more. Walking is cheap and you're not paying any money to do it. And start, just park your car further. Walk to a grocery store that's a little further. Walk. And consciously of everyday things that you do, just start walking a little more. Even if you're picking up coffee at the corner of the store, wherever you do it, walk to do that.
And just by walking, you get the extra exercise that you need.
You got it. Or take the elevator to, let's say, the 20th floor and walk up the last two floors.
Ah, there's a little clever thought, too. Walking up the stairs better than walking down the stairs, walking down 22 flights of stairs?
I tried both. Unfortunately, one is easier than the other. Yeah.
All
definitely.
Right.
Up is harder. Go for it. Down. But you know what? When you're starting, do it simple. It's overwhelming when you know, it's really interesting. The more overwhelming anything is, you won't do it. You just won't do it. It's too overwhelming. But if you, for example, lose 1 or 2 pounds a week, that's doable. If you say you're going to lose 20 pounds in let's say, 2 weeks, you're gone.
So make it bite-sized, make it manageable, make it something that is accomplishable. My guest is Ann Balaban, author of the book Common Sense is Uncommon, helping you to live up to your potential. And you mentioned one at the outset, too, and had one really good suggestion for it, that is getting out of debt. A lot of people are faced with a debt crisis of their own in their family, in their lives right now. You had that great idea of going shopping but putting the purse or your wallet in the trunk of the car where it's safe, you know where it is, but you're less likely to use it. What are some other tips that you have, simple things that people can do to help get out of debt?
And a big one is write down exactly what you spend. I know that sounds crazy, but once you write it down, it becomes real. So few people know how much they spend. But once you actually write down, and I'm asking people just to write down as they go out, pick up a coffee, anything. Once you see it in black and white, it's real. It becomes real. You can't deny that it's there. And that's number two, just something small. Write it down how much you spend every day.
All right. Any thoughts for people who might be looking for a better job next year?
You know, it's yes. And I have number one to ask the question. Why in the world should I hire you? What are your skills? What are you offering? Not what a company or somebody can offer you. What are you offering them? Look at the trends. Look what's important in the industries today, because the old jobs of olden days are gone, long gone. Get a reality check. What's Twitter? What's email? And it's amazing because I deal with unemployed people every day. And I just ask them basic questions. Why the heck should I hire you? What are you offering? And it is fascinating how people have to look within themselves and know what strengths they do have and what they can offer others. That's the key.
And that is a very big key. Let's drill down on that just a little bit more if we can, Ann. So you asked the question, what do you have to offer? What if somebody's been a bookkeeper or an accountant all of their life, and for some reason or another they got displaced, their whole accounting department was let go? How would you have them look beyond the day-to-day, I write numbers in a ledger type of bookkeeping activity to a bigger picture of what they actually offer?
Well, it's really interesting. They're very, very good in math, obviously. We do a lot of math testing and things. What are some of the industries that are now open in helping in the math issue? So, for example, tutoring in math in every grade level, wherever you are, a lot of those people are now opening up their own franchises or teaching school after school in math, preparing for the SATs. Because these people have incredible strengths who have been doing math with math skills for so long, they can offer them now. It is amazing how many of these people really start new businesses, different ways of looking at it, of tutoring people in math, because those are the skills they offer.
Oh, that is great. My guest has been Ann Balaban, author of the book Common Sense is Uncommon, helping you live up to your potential. And if people are intrigued by what they hear and they want to learn more about you, learn more about the book, where would you direct them to go on the internet?
Ann Balaban, AnnBalaban.com. WordPress.com.
That's Anne Balaban, AnneBalaban.wordpress.com. Anne, thank you so much. It has been a delight for all of your insight that you shared with my listeners. We'll talk to you down the road.
Definitely. Thank you again for the opportunity, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year to you, too.